We're a new gallery that's opening in the Ho-Chunk Center. Some of you may know that there's already an art gallery, Gallery 103, on the main floor of the Ho-Chunk Center. If you just walk in, and there's that beautiful atrium, and there's a beautiful art gallery there. And we're going to open another gallery. It's down the hall in Suite 105, but we're calling ourselves the Art Sioux Gallery. We're a group of 10 artists who will be having studios in the gallery, so we'll be working and also having our art displayed for people to come in and see. So we're going to have a grand opening this Friday, the 13th, and we'll have that grand opening from 5 to 9, and you are welcome to stop by at any time between the hours of 5 and 9 and have a little something to eat and something to drink and look at the beautiful art that we've got displayed right now.
So, and what kind of artwork can people find?
There is really everything. There are 10 artists in this gallery. And so most of us are painters. We have one sculptor. Most of us are painters, but we're all very different styles of painting. So there's some acrylic pour artists and some resin artists and people working with acrylics and people working with oil paint and more realistic, more abstract. So it's a great variety of things for people to be able to look at and enjoy.
I know artists always get this kind of question. How do you describe your artwork, Betty?
Well, mine I describe as abstract expressionism. I'm an abstract artist, and because in my former life, I've always been an artist, but in my former life I was a theater artist, and I worked a lot with emotion and the human, the way humans are and how their minds work. And so a lot of my abstractness comes just from the emotional look of something. So I'll find a photograph, for example, that I want to work off of, and I'll study the photograph and work from the colors and the emotion that I get, sort of the storytelling factor, I guess, I get from theater that I find in the photograph. So I'm not sure that that's the right terminology to be called an abstract expressionist, but that's how I feel. So that's what I call myself. But I work mostly with oil paint.
And it's kind of amazing. You retired at Morningside College and you've always done artwork. You did a lot of costume designing, so you did a lot of drawing and that kind of thing. But you've kind of launched the second renaissance of your life, a second act, so to speak.
Right. I call it act two. And it's interesting because I was working on some costume renderings the other day and for another project. And I realized something that I hadn't really thought about before when I did costume renderings. And obviously, as a costume designer, you have to do a drawing of what you want the character and their costume to look like. So you've got something to communicate with the director. And I was working on those and I was thinking, they're so tight. I mean, it has to be so detailed. I'm hiding buttons or down the front and it's all very detailed and tight. And I think with this new found time now to create my abstract art, which sort of explodes color and emotion and movement and feeling, is so totally opposite from what I was sort of forced to do before or needed to do before. And it just feels so free and so very exciting to be able to have time to do it. Yes.
What advice would you give other people? When it comes to, you know, deciding what they want to do, even if they're younger, what they want to do with their life, if they feel like, you know, I really don't want to do what I'm doing necessarily, would you advise them to maybe take that leap into?
Well, that's a tough question, but I think everybody should be happy. And I do know that it's not that easy. Some, you know, you still have to pay the bills and you still have to live. Unfortunately, we have to have money and whatnot. But and I wouldn't say I was, you know, working in theater, working at Morningside College, it was a great career and I was very happy. It's just nice to be able to have time and have the freedom to be able to just express myself in a different way. And I'm getting happiness from this too. So, you know, in my world, being happy and feeling fulfilled is what all that really matters. And certainly as an academic, I felt that way. And I feel like I touched many lives working with students. And now it's time for me. So yeah, it's never easy to, especially if you're in a career or a job that you feel like you don't feel very fulfilled at. That's never easy. But fortunately, I never had that problem.
And I have to disclose, you were actually my theater professor way back in the day in Morningside.
That is correct.
Yeah, years ago. So I remember the first time meeting you, I thought you were a student.
Oh,
do you remember
that?
That
was a long time ago.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
So my hair was still black at that time.
Yes, yes. And mine was big because that was like coming off of the 1980s.
That's right.
For sure. Well, Betty, best of luck with the new art gallery. That's great.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You know, getting a group of people together. And the art, it seems like the art scene, we're seeing more and more art, I think, in Sioux City.
Well, I think the exposure. And with this gallery, I will say that Amy and Matt Thompson have sort of been the instigator. It's always been Amy Thompson. She's a local artist, some of you may know. And she's always had a dream to have an art gallery. And she got tired of and frustrated, you know, working in a garage by herself and not having other artists around. So she and Matt, her husband, took the leap and leased the space, and she put a call out to artists, and all of us sort of came running because we all felt like we're tired of just doing art in our, you know, for me in my guest room, you know, and it's nice to be around artists again. And being a theater professional, I'm used to being around artists and being collaborative. So it's just nice to have somebody to talk to and say, feels like this painting needs something else. What do you see, or what do you think, or you know, just nice to have that. So we're all excited, very excited to be there together.